Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I'm a little bruised up. I took a couple hits today. I'm getting ice tubs, do all the things that I need to do to make sure that my body's ready for tomorrow and, you know, practice on other days and obviously next game.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score, that was Caleb Williams in the post game. Do they have a nice submerging tub on the plane?
So you could sit in it on the way home?
Well,
that'd be a good idea.
Be a good way to spend
some
time.
I doubt it, but it would be definitely a good use of his time. I like what Olin Krutz said back in the 7 o'clock hour when we spoke to him. If you're Caleb Williams and if you're a teammate of his,
yep,
you'd like to see, okay, he's the first guy in and he's the one bouncing around ready to go.
Yep.
You don't. These are the kinds of things that we got to be careful about, because interpreting body language and overstating the significance of it could be dangerous. But I do think when you have a young franchise quarterback, somebody who oozes confidence and always has been a guy having success, how he handles a struggle like last night is important. How he handles these first two games where he's fallen short of expectations, not because necessarily all of his fault or his doing, but how are you going to handle this? How are you going to handle this, kid? You're in the NFL now. Things aren't going to be as easy as they were at USC or Oklahoma or in high school. I think how he handles today, for instance, is important. How he handles this week of preparation is important. All eyes on him, continue to be on him. That's what leaders do. They lead.
So you were bad-mouthing Ryan Poles when we went to break.
Somewhat. Bad-mouthing is maybe strong. You're trying to get me in trouble here, but that's okay. I think here's the one thing
you
that
you were complimenting him on how poorly he did putting his offensive line together.
This is what nights like last night lead you toward, these kinds of rhetorical questions. How in the world can a football organization led by a former offensive lineman continue to neglect the offensive line? Question mark.
Well,
because I think, Mully, you can talk about the money they put into Ryan Bates and the money they poured into Nate Davis. And you can talk about, yes, I know they drafted Darnell Wright in the top 10. I know that they're developing Braxton Jones on the left side. I know that Tevin Jenkins is a former highly drafted second rounder. But it's not just about that. It's got guys who were good. I want Ryan Poles to maybe overemphasize the importance of the offensive line to the point where we're questioning if they have enough weapons. Right now, we know the Bears have enough weapons. We don't know if they're ever going to get a chance to use them. Because the line.
Listen, it is a fair, it's a fair topic of conversation, because the question behind this really is, can the quarterback succeed? Can the Bears offense succeed with this group playing offensive line? And the answer is yes. And the reason the answer is yes is because they're not going to face defenses as good as they've faced. And I'm talking about defensive tackles in the first game and ends in the second. They're not going to have that every week. Now, most teams in the NFL have a lot, but if you look at the third easiest schedule in the league, there's going to be a drop-off at some point, okay? And that's going to help them. And they're going to have advantages over some of the teams they're playing. I hope it starts with the Colts. If it doesn't, I don't know what I'm going
to
say.
I think that's a really good way to look at it. And that's kind of the answer that you hope to get when you feel like you're walking, inching toward the ledge. You want to be talked off the ledge. And reminders like that will do it, will help do that, because the Colts aren't the Texans. And frankly, they're not the Titans.
Right.
You're right in pointing out, and this is not an excuse. This is just anything that people watching understand. The Titans were very strong up the middle. Those two defensive tackles are as strong of a tandem as you're going to find on your schedule.
Right.
Last night, it was the other thing. The edge rushers, that's as dangerous of a tandem in Will Anderson Jr. and Danielle Hunter as you're going to find on the schedule. So now you get a little bit of a break in the schedule, and you need to take advantage of that.
All right. 312-644-6767 is the telephone number. We'll start with Barb. Barb is in Palatine. Hey, Barb. Barb?
Hey, Barb. Good morning.
I almost heard a grunt. No?
Barb was turning
Barb's
left
turning
there.
Left. You could tell. It sounded left.
You said the same thing. Yeah, it did. Yeah. It did sound left. Barb. Let's move on.
Barb's turning left.
Next.
We know who she's voting for. Jim is on the road. Hey, Jim.
Guys, how are you?
Good, Jim.
Good, bud.
Hey, I'd like to get some clarification here from you guys. Hopefully from you guys, if we can. That camera is situated in the middle of the crossbar, what, maybe going vertically 15, 20 inches high. That fair field goal, which hit the camera, what if the ball had bounced the other way and landed up in the end zone? Would the field goal still count?
No, I think it has to cross the crossbar.
It has to go through the
goalpost.
So you're saying that the camera, if you missed it by a camera, it should still count?
Yeah, because the camera is above the crossbar.
That's an interesting point.
I mean, good luck making that argument. I'm just saying you should be relieved it bounced over.
Yes, everybody was.
Yeah.
Including Chris Collinsworth.
Yeah.
I don't know that there's a ruling that the camera would be in the way from preventing. I don't think that we know that. We'll have to try to look into that.
We'll make a call on that one.
Okay.
Dustin, make a call.
Do you know any refs?
Ron is on the road. Hey, Ron.
Guys, good morning. Tough loss. But is Caleb Williams tipping his cadence off? It looked like the defensive line was going long before the offensive line. Plus, they need to put him under center because I think about the two best plays they had was when he was in center, because he catches the ball from the center snap in the shotgun, and he is like a kid playing hot potato. He just can't move that ball smoothly in his hands. He's looking for handles. It reminds me of Justin Fields. And then the handoffs are not very smooth going to the backs. And it's such a slow running game when he's in shotgun. They'll never be able to run in shotgun with him. I think he needs to get under center. I think that's the only place he can play. Until they do that, they're going to lose and keep on losing. Because I watched a Colt game yesterday. Colts should have won that game.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Ron.
I appreciate the phone call.
The shotgun versus under center debate is an interesting one.
Yes.
I think it depends on what the comfort level of the quarterback is And also there's some protection issues there too. Your play action passing game theoretically would be better with him under center. But first, before you get a play action passing game, you have to establish a running game.
So the camera is on the other side of the crossbar, which means if it hits the camera, it's good. Doesn't matter about the doink or where it winds up. If it hits the camera, and you should have that shot of the thing coming. If it hits the camera, it's good. So we got that one figured out. Terry is listening on the Odyssey app. Hey, Terry.
Hey, the Bears were in a position to win. And Caleb, yeah. He threw the ball to the end, and he dropped it on the out. You know, and you got to keep those drives going. You know, he was successful with the short passes, the slants inside, the short outs. You know, when they were well executed, if they want to keep them honest, they can do a shovel pass or a down and out and down or a fake and go. But they've got to stay with what Rodgers beat the Bears with. Get rid of the ball within 3 seconds.
Yeah,
they
made that point.
Thanks for the phone call. Terry. I don't disagree.
When he was getting rid of the ball in 2.5 seconds or less, he was hitting the highest percentage of passes.
Okay, you're going to get a great percentage of completions when you're throwing horizontally.
When you're going quick.
When you're going quick, great.
The long pass.
Yes, because, Mully.
I just want a completion.
He hasn't had a completion beyond 19 yards in the air. I mean,
what about the Roma Dunze catch?
That was a 27 yarder. How far did it carry in the air? I'm talking about a ball that has a little bit of air under it.
Well, and Rome's got a knee, so he can't run.
He can run.
I'm joking.
And I think that the call for more short passes, I don't think that's it. You're not a game manager. And I know that this is a problem. So when he does get protection, or maybe he feels rushed, the long passes, he's not as accurate on those yet as we've seen in preseason and as he was reputed to be.
Jamal is in Tinley Park. Hey, Jamal.
How are you guys doing?
Good.
You know what? I really don't know how to feel, because I feel like this thing is a little disjointed in the sense that the timeline seems to be off. And this was my concern. You have a defense that is ready to win right now.
Right.
And you put a rookie quarterback right in the middle of that. And that was my concern. I don't know if they could have went with a veteran off of another team and made a trade. But to put a rookie quarterback in the middle of a defense that is ready to win was always my concern. And I don't know how to feel about Caleb. I know he's a rookie, but I listened to everybody for months tell me how much of a generational talent he was, how he was the best thing since sliced bread, the best quarterback since Peyton Manning to come out of college. And he just looks like a quarterback.
Yeah. Jamal, thanks. Yeah, Those things remain true.
Well, but here's
that's
the
point, though.
It's not an old defense that has to win. A creaky defense is getting. That's a young, dynamic defense where all of these players will be back. It's not like they're all like Mercedes Lewis and you got to win now. The idea is for him to improve as his rookie contract goes on, and them to win as they have added so much to what they're doing.
That's a good call. There's two things there. What you just said, exactly true. This is not a win or else type of mandate for the defense that's going to be this good for the next 3 years. Is that conservative? Three to 5 years?
No question.
So that window is open that long because the contract length of Montez Sweat's deal is
and Jalen Johnson just signed a 4-year deal.
It coincides. Look at the contracts. That's how much. That's how long your window is open.
That's
as for Caleb Williams, don't stop comparing him to great quarterbacks. Don't stop expecting greatness out of him. Two subpar games does not mean he can't still be great.
This is very early going. You know, I mean, he threw a couple picks. Peyton Manning threw picks as a rookie. You know, Troy Aikman threw a ton of picks. You just got to – I get it. The Bears are a little bit better than some of those teams. But the fact of the matter is that they're hardly a perfect team, and we're sitting here talking about one of the big problems being an offensive line they
haven't built up yet. Absolutely
true.
Let me add some context to what this short passing idea that I bristled at a caller ago. According to ESPN Stats and Info, Caleb last night was 0-for-7 with 2 picks on throws traveling – at least 15 yards down the field.
That's not good.
7 deep attempts were off target, all seven. Yeah. And through 2 weeks, he's 0 for 11 on such throws, and all of them have been off target. That, to me, is the most surprising thing that we've seen or not seen from Caleb Williams.
The downfield threat. Saw it coming. Oh, please. I watched that show. Have you seen that show yet?
Yeah, no.
At the end of the show, they have him stand in front of the team and teach them something. I got to tell you, it's like watching him in the classroom talking to a team. It's excellent.
He would have a lot to offer. And yeah. Certainly, well, nobody's dismissing his football opinion.
Well, you're dismissing. No, I'm not. Let's try Tom. He's in Hegwisch. Hey, Tom.
Hi, Tom.
How's it going?
Good.
How's it going, guys?
Good, very buddy. Good. What do you got?
All right. A lot of frustration here, buddy.
I
just want everybody to really go back and think. When was the last time this team had a real offensive line? Why did Cutler get hurt in the game? Piecemeal line, old guys. Why couldn't Rex throw the ball? He's getting rushed. This has been the Bears' problem since the 80s. Don't invest in the O-line. We're defense. Justin wasn't a bad player. He needed refinement. But you can't refine somebody after he sacked 50-something times in 1 year. You can't. Caleb's seeing it right now with his own eyes. Braxton Jones sucks. Get that out of your mind. He's good. He's not. We still got five games against five top defenses. And I guarantee you they're going to lose those five games because Braxton can't play against good DEs. You put him against the average bums, absolutely perfect, just like any other average football player. It's the O-line. It's not the weapons. How does San Francisco do it? How do the Chiefs do it?
They've got one of the best offensive linemen
in
the league.
They build from the ball on
and
out.
They've got a couple of pretty good players.
It's an excellent point, Tom.
Ditto, yeah.
It's an excellent call. You have to hope Braxton Jones improves. You have to hope the defenses they play aren't as good as the one they saw last night. And you just have to hope that Shane Waldron calls a game that schematically helps protect Caleb Williams by moving the pocket and doing things that we saw in the preseason.
Jeff is on the Odyssey app. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. We're going to play a quick game of two things can be true. Caleb last night showed us some toughness. He showed us some elusiveness and running ability. On time, in time, especially in that first series and first quarter. And we got to remember he's young and developing. But we can be a little concerned with his inaccuracy, as David mentioned, especially on longer passes.
Mm-hmm.
He's played 11 professional quarters. We have not seen a touchdown pass yet.
Well, we saw one, but Rome Odunze dropped it.
Right.
But still. Last night, I believe he threw three balls to the wrong team. Two were counted as interceptions.
He threw three picks and one didn't count.
One was a heck of a pick, but you're right, Jeff.
Yeah, it's true.
We were told that he was supposed to be special and ready to start. Right now, it does look like he is going through the rookie nerves. Eberflus, good defensive coordinator. That can be true.
Mm-hmm.
Bad head coach. That can also be true. And finally, with Ryan Poles, made a couple good trades. Done well with his defensive picks, but he's made a couple bad free agent signings, and he has had an inability in 3 years to fix the O-line.
Yep.
So we're and the last thing is Chris Collinsworth, only one thing can be true. He makes me want to bang my head on the wall when he talks. All right, have a good one,
thanks,
gentlemen.
Thanks, Jeff. That's
ouch.
Good.
That was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I don't know, and I'm admitting this, Molly, it's more frustration as much as anything in the reaction to last night is Ryan Poles has neglected the offensive line. I know that intellectually that is probably an overreaction, and I know that he doesn't consciously do that. I guess it's just frustration in that the expectation was you get a guy who played the position, he would be better at evaluating the position and taking care of it and nurturing it and growing it and developing it. And we haven't seen that with the Bears under Ryan Poles, and this is year three. And each season, as Jeff pointed out, as everyone listening and watching knows, it's gotten in the way.
There's no arguing that. There's no arguing the fact that the offensive line is getting in the way right now. I don't know what else to say about it. 312-644-6767. It's Mully and Haw on the Score.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Work, you know, things.
Deep fly ball to right. This ball's got a chance. Get out that same tape measure. You'll need it again. Long gone to the second deck in right center. Michael Busch with a booming home run.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. That's the great clip of the week. It's brought to you by Great Clips. Go to Great Clips for your next haircut. It's gonna be great.
Great job, Pat Hughes, on that call. Michael Busch going deep. The Cubs, though, salvage the final game of the series in Colorado. They lose the series, which is disconcerting. They return home tonight. They got the Oakland A's are coming and skulking into onto the north side after being on the south side.
They've been here. They've been in town too long.
Big Shota tonight. It's Shota time. Shota Imanaga against Joey Estes.
Yeah,
right here, I mean, on the Score. 6:40. First pitch.
Oakland's a really bad team, as is evidenced by the fact that they lost the series to the White Sox. But Cubs just need to take care of business. Handle it. Get your sweep and
finish strong. Figure it out. And you can't do anything about the calendar. Let's get back to the phone lines.
We got a ton of people who really want to weigh in. Let's start with John. John is in O'Fallon. Hey, John.
What I wanted to say was, when you look at Caleb and you look at the fourth down play, Roman Dunze ran the wrong route. Caleb threw that ball exactly where it was supposed to go. When you watch that play, the defensive back is playing in front of him towards the goal line. A veteran wide receiver would have stopped his route, come back to the sticks, and that's exactly where that ball bounced. You look at Caleb's face, you can see it. There was only two plays that Rome could do. If the guy's next to him, he goes long. If the guy's in front of him, he stops, gets the first down, and then you keep playing with 30 seconds. I don't know what happens after it, if he would have caught the ball, but watch that play, and you will see that Roman Dunze did the wrong route. That's all I got to say. Have a great day.
That's fair enough,
Tim. I don't think anybody disputes that.
And no one's picking on Caleb Williams.
No, not yet. I think that'll come. That'll happen.
Not this year, right?
No, I think it'll happen this year.
Next week, then?
Maybe today. Maybe last night. Okay. I think people are responding to, and understandably so, we built him up to be a ready-to-go-now quarterback. Plug and play, right? Most greatest situation for any rookie quarterback he's ever come into. And now we're complaining about the offensive line. Fair enough. But we're not going to ignore what's happening just because we expected something else to happen. What's happening is the Bears can't protect the quarterback. And that's getting in the way of his progress. It's not going to kill it or change anything, but
he's 1-1.
He's 1-1.
Wait till he has a losing record, then go after
him. Oh, then go after him? Okay.
Josh, no, I'm joking. Josh is on the road. Hey, Josh.
Hey, Josh.
Hey, guys. Listen, man. How much longer are we going to put up with this crap? It's been 10 years, and every year it's the same stuff. All right, number one. Number two, Keenan Allen is a bum. You remember back in the day when Walter Payton had a discoid?
We lost you. He said number one. Was number one the offensive line? Was that what was he saying? This number one, it's a decade of this?
I think the offensive line issues.
And then number two is Keenan Allen.
Keenan Allen not playing with plantar fasciitis, which I wouldn't recommend playing through that.
I mean, I don't know.
Especially when you're 32 in a contract year.
You ever have a foot injury?
Just a cleat thing. It's a cleat thing.
No, it's a cleat. He's not tough.
It's a cleat, Molly.
Guy's got a blister and he won't play. It's not true.
Not true.
Scott is in Rockford. Hey, Scott.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good.
We're holding up, barely.
It is so frustrating to be a Bears fan for over 50 years, and the play calling for the Bears is horrendous. They don't have four downs. They've only got three, and they always burn them. They'll burn one or two downs every series by bad play calling. And like you said, the offensive line is that bad, then don't call plays to run up the middle. They can't do it.
Well, thanks for the phone call, Scott. It is frustrating. I think you have to try to establish the run, and you have to assume your offensive line can block the run. As far as the play calling after that, last night was frustrating. The first two games have been. But when you can't protect the passer, it limits your options. It really does. That doesn't give Shane Waldron a pass, but he's getting to know his personnel. And let's hope that that's a process that accelerates quickly. Because going into the Colts game, it's an invitation to run the football. We'll say it all week long. That is going to be the theme of the week. You help a struggling young quarterback who turned the ball over twice last night against a team that gave up 267 yards on the ground. Get your running backs ready. Get your offensive line into playing into their strengths. Run the football.
Nick is in Montgomery. Hey, Nick.
Good morning, guys. I just wanted to call to see if somebody could put something in for an open that has Aaron Rodgers saying R-E-L-A-X, relax. These callers are making me so angry. Look at the progression from week one to week two. It was an incredible difference. Can we wait to see what happens from week two to week three? They just played two great defensive lines. We knew that this was going to be a bottom half offensive line in the league. So let's give them some time to play an okay defense, and let's see what happens. The progression is there. Give it another week or two. Good Lord. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Nick. Well, it is an overreaction Monday, as every Monday is. It's a victory Monday without the victory, as every Monday has been for a long time. And I just think that no one, I mean, maybe Dustin is surprised by the result, but I didn't see anyone nationally or locally that picked the Bears to win that game. And I think we all kind of sense, I know you're pointing at him, but I'm that the exception makes the rule.
Okay.
I'm just saying I wasn't surprised by what happened. I was surprised in retrospect that they were in the game at the end, as you say, with less than 2 minutes left, they had the ball and they could have conceivably won the game, although I didn't believe that.
You cannot be surprised by the outcome and still be disturbed by the process. And I think that's what happened last night.
Yes.
Because nobody really is shocked or should be overly concerned or alarmed that they lost to one of the best teams in the AFC with one of the best young quarterbacks in the league. What is alarming and concerning is the way that they lost it, because they were ambushed and their offensive line looked unprepared for the challenge. And you know what D'Amico Ryan said? He said, "We're going to pressure you because we think you can't handle it." You know what? They couldn't.
No.
So good for him.
But it wasn't just the quarterback that couldn't handle it.
No, it
certainly
isn't.
The five guys in front of him didn't.
Five guys. Yeah.
Didn't come
five
close.
Guys. Five alarm fire for those five guys.
Five guys. The hamburger joint.
No, not that.
Oh, sorry.
You don't want to associate them with that. Those burgers are those, good.
Those
and
are
ready.
Good burgers.
Yes.
As opposed to the pile of
the undercooked offensive line.
Bad onions.
Yeah.
Rick is on the road. Hey, Rick.
Hey, guys, this is Ricky from Indiana. David, you hit it on the nose. We've got to take some pressure off of him. Why not a couple quick hitters over the middle? Come on.
He wants long passes. Quick hitters won't do it for David.
It feels so good to have a good quarterback. And I'm telling you that. I've been a Bears fan all my life. It feels good. That guy's good. We gotta help him out with quick hitters in the middle. They're bringing 5-6 guys at him. Something's got to be open. And I agree with that one caller with Eberflus. Eberflus is not
a head coach. Careful. Careful. I'm going to challenge you on that. That was just a challenge joke. I'm sorry.
I'm willing to acknowledge that he had a really bad night in terms of challenges. That goes without saying.
Yeah.
That's the defense did adjust and adapt in the second half, which something's going on.
He's a good defense coordinator.
He's getting good intel at halftime. And yeah. I do think the presence of Eric Washington is helping, because what else could it be? Nothing else has changed, really. Maybe he got some better personnel, certainly, in the secondary. I think Byard had a really good game. Made a good open field tackle, Molly, that reminded you just how solid he has been. He had the fumble recovery. Matt Eberflus, though, as a defensive signal caller, is still at the top of his game.
And I think that if the general manager was correct, that we're going to see when the special takes over. And it didn't take over yesterday, but there was a chance for the special.
Doesn't mean that it's not there. Doesn't mean that it's not there.
You got to see the special at some point.
Yeah, you got to see the special. It would be great if it were Sunday in Indianapolis. And then you start to set yourself up for... What happened to the Rams? We should take a moment, just a quick moment.
They're beaten to hell is what happened to the Rams.
They got beat pretty badly.
But they're beaten up as a team. They
yes,
lost
they
two
are.
Offensive linemen. They lost one of their best receivers.
But look around, this happening receiver. All over the NFL. The injuries are a fact of NFL
think,
life.
I
you
think
know that.
Injuries happened to the Rams, honestly. No, I'm saying I think that happened yesterday. I think that they were not as good.
Kyler Murray also looked pretty good.
Kyler Murray,
for the first time in a while,
had a perfect quarterback rating.
Yeah, it was something else.
Not a good one. Perfect.
Great day for NFL surprises. You know, you look at what happened with the Seahawks.
Yeah.
They're 2-0. You look, the Ravens lose a game. They're 0-2. The Bengals and the Chiefs, that was the game of the day.
Saints are the best team in football.
Saints are the most high-scoring team in football. They look like the Sean Payton era.
Best team in football.
Okay. Vikings are 2-0. Who saw that coming?
I called it.
Lions and the Bucks, you didn't call that one.
I said specifically they'd lose that game.
No, you didn't believe in Baker Mayfield. I've always been a big Baker Mayfield guy. You know that.
Yeah, you and Baker.
A lot of great stuff yesterday, though.
Candle maker.
Before the game, before the Bears game.
Let's try. Steve is waited. He's on the Odyssey app. Hi, Steve.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Long-time listener. Long-time season ticket holder for the Bears, 30-plus years, and I'm an Iowa Hawkeye fan, so I'm throwing this in for this take. I don't know offense, but I did notice Shane Waldron, third play in, shaking like a little girl on the sidelines. Too nervous to call plays.
It's unfair to little girls.
When they would run on the edge, they'd open up a lot of space. This guy needs to move the offensive line. They can't block. So let's move them on the edge. Let's get them moving out in space. It's stagnant. Get tired of watching the center on roller skates all the time. He hikes the ball, and he's right in the face of Caleb Williams. It's like,
Steve, take a second. Let's talk about the punter. Come on.
Amazing.
How can you not call in?
The punter had another good day, right?
Yes. Steve's from Iowa.
Yeah. Well, he knows what bad offense looks like. Thanks for the phone call.
But he knows what a punter looks like.
He does. Well,
he watched that kid punt.
Another six more punts, average of 47.3, net 45.5, two inside the 20, a long of 57. That is a good night's work. Remember when Caleb Williams kidded him on draft night? We're not going to need you. They need him.
Yep. And he's from Iowa, by way of Australia.
So is Caitlin Clark.
Hey, we got to take a call from Irish Dave. That's all it takes to get in to talk to us, Irish Dave.
Hey, Irish Dave.
Good morning, Irish Dave.
Top of the morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Good morning to you, gentlemen. How are you?
We live the dream.
Splendid.
Yeah, well, we're all living a bowl of cherries, right? So here's my – well, so we had 37 dropbacks last night.
Mm-hmm.
Like, meaning Caleb Williams drop back. He had 36 pressures.
Mm-hmm.
That's
that
unbelievably.
They didn't come bad. That one time.
That one snap was really relaxing, though.
Yeah,
no
well,
pressure.
One. Like, yeah. I mean, that's just bad.
Well, that's the book on him. That's the book on him. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
You saw that stat, and it's accurate. And D'Amico Ryans determined that was the way to deal with a rookie quarterback.
But they blitzed 41%
of the time.
Yeah.
So they had the perfect storm.
But they
storm
had pressure
working
on them.
36 out of 37 times. 99%.
90.
And the blitzing is when you obviously send more than four, and they were coming at them from a variety of different ways. But D'Amico Ryans and Matt Eberflus run the same type of defense in theory, but they both like to dial up some pressure.
But they came over people. Right? I mean, that's the thing
They came over them. They came through them.
Yeah,
they went around them. They did whatever
they didn't really have to go around them because they could go right through them.
Yeah.
That's the problem with the offensive line, and that's the conclusion you reach watching.
You didn't have to outnumber them. You could overwhelm them, and they did both.
Yeah, you're right. Keith is in Batavia. Hi, Keith.
Hey, guys. Good morning. How you doing?
Morning, Keith. How are you?
Hey, I just want to share with you a direct quote from Greg Cosell of NFL Films about Caleb Williams and how he moves around in the pocket. He said, and I quote, "He's going to be an interesting player to watch this season because he's incredibly gifted physically." And he said, you know, you watch him throw football, it doesn't come out so easily. He said he's just really gifted. But as far as playing the position, there's much to learn. He said people have to remember one thing. In his 2 years at USC, he was sacked over 80 times. He said, I watched all those games when he was in college, those last 2 years, or at least 85% of them. And many of those sacks were on him. He does not have really good feel for working the pocket. He moves unnecessarily. He tends to climb the pocket when there's no need to. So what he does is he creates his own pressure and gets himself too close to the bodies. Therefore, he ends up feeling like, oh, I've got to throw the ball quickly or I've got to leave the pocket. So he needs to work in those areas. But he is really gifted as a thrower of the football. He said, none of this is a surprise. He's a rookie QB just starting out. But just wanted to get your feedback on Greg's observation because he's been watching film you know, for over 40 years.
Yeah, he's an expert, absolutely. Yep. And you see some of that with Caleb Williams. You see some of the pocket presence. He was better at that in the first quarter, and I even think Chris Collinsworth noted that. About he was really over the top, I think, in praising him for making strides he maybe had yet to make. But that is going to be something he has to keep an eye on, be aware of. And he's not at USC any longer. Things happen faster, and he showed last night 7 sacks. He can take it. He can take some punishment.
A lot of time for Greg. He's a really good dude. He's a really good football guy, and I know Greg. I've met him over the years and had a lot of fun with him. And I do think that there's a lot of truth to what you read there. But I don't know that that's the end all. That's the book on the guy.
It doesn't mean he can't improve it.
Doesn't mean that.
It just means that's the objective analysis from a guy who is objective.
That's right.
And has objectivity. Molly, you know what we need to do? We need to give away some tickets. We need to let people in on our big Breakfast with Billy celebration, September 25th. Right now, be the sixth caller to the Scores contest line, 312-540-0670, and be part of a live studio audience for Blue Cross Blue Shield's performance stage presentation of Billy Donovan, 6 to 10. He's going to be here in studio at the 8 o'clock hour, all brought to you by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois through it all.
Yeah, come on down. Have a great time for yourself. We'll show you where we work. We'll chat with you during the breaks, but we'll also get a chance to talk to Billy. So it should be a lot of fun as we head into the beginning of the bull season.
The winter sports tenants at the United Center are back in action soon. The Blackhawks are going to hit the ice, and the Bulls are going to be back on the court, ready or not.
Mully and Haw, we've got Dan and
Marshall Harris.
Marshall is here. Excellent. We'll get a chance to talk to him. Mully and Haw on the score.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about
this? I feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.